Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Ari Goretzky, researcher at ESET. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Matt.
So I know on the last show, we talked a little bit about Black Hat, the security conference that takes place in Las Vegas each year. And, you know, right on the heels of that is DEF CON, which is another industry conference. Can you tell us a little bit about DEF CON?
Certainly, Matt. First of all, I don't know if industry is exactly the term that I would use. DEF CON is a computer security conference, like the Black Hat briefings. However, it caters to a little bit of a different audience. While you will have many of the attendees of Black Hat come to DEF CON, DEF CON is also wide open to, well, anyone who wants to attend. And you have a lot of people who are into the hacking side of the computer industry, shall we say, or the computer environment, shall we say. It's not always going to be business people at that. In other words, you might have a few of the bad guys there.
Interesting. I know one of the things that was making headlines from the show was a 10-year-old hacker who actually revealed a exploit in games on iOS and Android devices. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Certainly. Well, the 10-year-old girl was apparently playing several games across several of these smartphones and tablets, and found out that she, by changing the clock on the devices, she could change the behavior of the games, how quickly activities took on the game to complete. So if something maybe took 10 hours in real life, by changing the clock, she managed to get it to occur in an hour or less time. And also changing the trials on trial versions of games so she could continue to play them after a trial version would normally have expired.
Interesting. I mean, it seems like with these clock skipping ahead, I mean, that seems fairly straightforward. I mean, is this really something that the video game manufacturers should have caught?
Well, it's always a matter of thinking about what are all the possible attacks against a device or a piece of software. On the PC side, we have a fair bit of experience securing those systems, but the mobile game market is much less mature, and it could be that they're kind of going through the same security as an afterthought type process that affected PC software developers in the 1990s.
Right. I mean, obviously what's great here is, I mean, you know, we have a 10-year-old who's now interested in computer security and technology. And I mean, how do we kind of bring the next generation of youth into becoming more involved in this industry or this life, if you will?
Well, I honestly don't know how much we have to do to prod them in that direction. These young people have grown up with these devices, and rather than being adjuncts to how they interact with the world, they are how they interact with the world. They use them just like we might use a phone or a fax machine, if I may date myself there. And these are the people who will grow up to both defend and exploit these new services, applications, and devices in the future. What's great about Sci-Fi, that's the moniker given to our young hacker, is that she has been very rigorously going through a process of responsible disclosure, and that is notifying the game manufacturers of the threats and how they work so they can fix them before she makes details of the exploits public.
And I mean, obviously, it's great that she took that step and you know, made sure to notify the manufacturers prior, et cetera. I mean, do you think, though, you know, is there a way to steer the youth kind of in the right direction, if you will?
Well, that's a complex question. I think that we can probably provide guidance, but ultimately, it's going to be up to them. In schools these days, we teach children how to drive a car. Actually, I guess that would be young adults, how to drive a car. And we teach them the rules of the road. We also need to start thinking about how do we incorporate cybersecurity training
right
into the curricula. That's a little bit of a larger topic, but I think it's a very important one. I know that there are efforts underway like Securing Our eCity, which provide that type of information.
Great. Well, absolutely. I mean, it certainly as technology and even security specifically start to play more of a role in our everyday life, you know, incorporating that education makes absolute sense. So, well, Ari, thanks so much for chatting with us about DEF CON. If you have any questions for Ari, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also like and follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.